This week, city officials announced Atascadero Lake should dry up entirely by the end of the month. Councilmember Roberta Fonzi says the marine life is in danger, but filling the lake would cost upwards of $500,000.
The fish will die, and we have dead fish there daily, and they're cleaned up by city crews. We've actually asked if we could relocate the fish to other places, and we've been told by the Department of Fish and Wildlife that that is not allowable.
While the fish suspected of carrying diseases will not be saved, the remaining turtles are being transported to the Atascadero Zoo. The disappearing lake also has a fiscal effect on local business owners. Patty Dermengian is the coordinator for the Pavilion on the Lake, and she says wedding bookings are down, and she's had to disclose the state of the lake on the pavilion's website to warn customers.
Last year, between January and June, the first 6 months of the year, I booked 15 weddings. And this year, the first 6 months, I've only booked 10 weddings.
Once it's completely dry, Fonzie says they plan on dredging the lake bed to make it deeper, which will help keep this from happening again. Jessica Dini, KCUBX News.